بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين اما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فاولئك هم الفائزون وقال سبحانه وتعالى والذين امنوا اشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته If somebody is told, please bring me some water, the person will either fill a cup of water for drinking, or they will bring a bucket of water for bathing, or they will bring a horse and trailer of water for a place that is stricken with drought. Somebody says, I am feeling cold, a person will bring a jersey, a shawl, or a blanket and present it to the person. So in life, when there's a need, there are commodities that are tangible, and then there are commodities that are non-tangible. If I tell you that, can you bring for me love? Something which exists in the heart of every person, please present to me love. In a cup, in a bucket, or in a stream, or in milliliters, or in centimeters, some kind of measurement, please present love to me. I want to see love in my hand. We can say how much I love somebody, but can you present, this is my love, here is it in my hand, I'm giving it to you. So the institution of love needs some understanding, otherwise everybody is going to go head over heels. Love could be for animate objects, love could be for inanimate objects. Animate objects, I love my fellow Muslim brothers. I love my personal pet parrot, animate. I have a love and a flair for exotic chocolate, inanimate. I love a certain type of garden. It keeps me fresh. So there are different dynamics to the word love. Every word, when every situation, when the word love is used, it will not equal to the same amount of exhibition of action in comparison to the claim of love. Let me unpack what I'm saying so that we have an understanding. In the basic life of a man, the first woman he comes into interaction with is his mother. He has a love for his mother, which is a love of azmat, greatness and ta'zim. This is my mom. Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Jannat lies beneath the feet of my mother. Generally, the next person that a person comes in contact with, the next female, if he has a sibling, he will have love for his sister, also a female. But this love will be the love of muhabbat. It'll be a love that this is my fellow sibling, I get along with her. We're sharing the same house, the same womb, and we've got a friendship. The third woman that a person will come in contact with, generally in his life, is his wife, for whom he will have muhabbat and he will have shahwat, where he will have innate desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached to every person. Generally, the fourth person that he will come in contact with after matrimony, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with a baby girl. He will have love for this girl, but this love will be dominated with shafqat. In other words, he'll be going overboard in showering that masoom child with attention and care and love. When love has so many different dynamics, today, being the 16th, we have come 2 days and 48 hours away from the whole world claiming love. You meet a person on the 14th of February and he's looking like he's out of this world, and you ask him, what happened? I'm in love. What tajweed, they say it with. Love got me. There is a difference between love and infatuation. There is a difference between love and infatuation. When a person loves something, then he will not be scared to exercise that love. And when he's infatuated with something, then obviously he's always going to be looking over his back that nobody must see me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human beings. And there is something as love in Islam. We're not living a dry religion. For example, if I remember correctly, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is talking to this one sahabi that when you get married, marry a woman. Tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuka. There must be that type of relationship where you can play and interact with each other. There must be vibrance in that marriage. Rabbana hablana min azwajina. Du'as for love, for spouses to come together. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had excessive love for Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So love exists in Islam. Very often, when people take a cursory glance at deen, then they would not echo that sentiment that exists in the heart. You know, other people are having a better time, you know. Look at how they celebrate their festivals. What have we got? Look at the love they can exhibit. What have we got? Unless we do not unpack what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and the Shariat has left for us as a legacy at the hands of the learned ones who are common in our society. Up till then, many a person will be in a quagmire. He'll be in a dilemma of finding out whether he is in the right place or not. Islam is rich with love. But how do we exhibit this love when we have natural desires? What happened on the 14th? I don't even like to say that word, but sometimes you've got to be straight out, Valentine's Day. Without going into the history of Valentine's Day, it's a pagan custom, got nothing to do with us. But Muslims, who probably are considered pious Muslims, or Muslims that are making the mark, they're making the salah, reading the Quran, not doing any sins, they too are falling for this love and this Valentine's Day thing. Whilst we're on the subject of seasonal type of sales, I would digress for about 30 seconds to a minute. Look at how the capitalistic world keeps us occupied. Just about 2 months ago, it was the Christmas period. So the communities, Muslims and non-Muslims, in the name of festivities, dish out money, empty the pockets. Hardly that pockets got filled again, New Year's rush and New Year's bash. Hardly the pockets got filled again, school run. Hardly anything happened, school opened, Valentine's Day. Hardly this will finish, Easter run. Hardly that will finish, Mother's Day. Hardly that will finish, Father's Day. When will this stop? When will this stop? The people who want to fill their coffers will lack scruples that they will even deprive people of water to make money for themselves. You think they're going to spare you and I in the name of festivities? Oh Muslims, let us be wise. Let us open our eyes, not to fall for these seasonal rushes and bashes that exist in our society. The unfortunate thing is that if a person wants to abstain from Valentine's, but what will my spouse think of me? Or what will the people at work think of me? I'm such a minji, kanjoos, I'm a miser, bakhil, balke mehu abkhal. The greatest of misers couldn't bring a bunch of roses also. The receiver and the giver are caught up in this. To exhibit love at a particular time, to exhibit love for parents at a particular time. Islam exhibits love all the time. All the time there is love. Meet a Muslim brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Without unpacking what is in there, is it not the exhibition of love? That you want somebody to have mercy and barakah and khair and good, dunya, qabr and akhirat? Islam has got love. We don't know how to find this love. Whilst many a person might have been saved from the Valentine's rush, but so too exists another crush. And this is the common interaction with the feminine gender that exists in our society. The moral fiber of society has been eroded because of the fact that women have left their homes. Obviously, for certain reasons, they would have to leave their homes. But the amount of people that have left their homes for no reasons, or have left their reason for most, left their homes for trivial reasons, it adds up now in the millions. I'm speaking to a group of men, so we will address this subject from that angle. Very, very few people in our society can say that he's got a life of masjid and home, and he does not come into contact or bump into some type of ghair mahram. To say it is virtually impossible that you're living a life, masjid, my car, my home, and I'm back. Very few people might have this life. Mubarak to you, my brother. May we reach that stage also. But we people that have to move to work, we got to take flights, we got to have meetings, things are carrying on in this world. At the same time, women are not easing up and they are filling the society. Every corner you go, shopping center, you want a loaf of bread, the cashier is a woman. You're speeding for a certain walima, for a funeral, the traffic officer is a woman. Medically, you have to face a female doctor, sometimes she's the specialist there. Almost every angle that you turn, you're going to face some type of woman. And you're going to face Muslim women as well. Now one angle would be that each and every one of us spend about 100 rand and we buy some lashes. You know, lash, like a shambok, and we give them good hiding. One by one, send them home. Go back where you came from. Don't loaf around here. Where's your izzat? If we have to adopt this kind of stance, then by next week in this masjid, only one or two people left, all of us will be in the throngs. We're abusing the society. So whilst we cannot lash the people to go back home, Allah has given us eyelashes. These two lashes that we have got, or the set of eyelashes, learn to close them when you come in contact with a ghair mahram woman. Unfortunately, we're living in a dichotomy, my brothers. When the ghair mahram woman is there, the man opens his eyes more. Something hot, my brother. It's like cayenne pepper, man. And the woman that he's supposed to look at, there he's closing his eyes and living like brother and sister. Arif Billah, Shah Muhammad Aqim Akhtar Sahab, Nubwarallahu Marqadahu Rahmatan Wasiya. Says when you come home to your wife, then have such exhibition of love for her. Ay mere guriya, mere shakkar ki puriya. Ay mere guriya, mere shakkar ki puriya. Show your wife that love. Now how do you translate Urdu into English? I'm going to try Urdu dan suno. Lafz Arab, Arabast. Lafz Farsi, Hunarast. Or lafz Urdu, Zabardast. Angrezi, you can't trust. Hai mere guriya, mere shakkar ki puriya. Oh my sweetest of all. Oh my sweetest doll. You are the wonderful and most wonderful of all. It's about a close meaning, you know. Show the love for the wife. Not for the ghair mahram woman. When we come in contact with the ghair mahram woman, What should we be doing? You are taking a flight, Mango flight, Durban, Malik Shaka Airport, King Shaka International, and you're going towards Owar Tambo. Person at the counter is a female. Are you Mr. Muhammad XYZ? Thank you. Do not become too casual with the person. Wherever you are faced with a situation, you're running a business, and the rep is a woman, try and contact the company that please send a mail. Unfortunately today, lightheartedly one person says, my partner, I don't know what he went and ordered, so many horse and trailers of cement. He said, when I just saw that woman, and she told me, Gora, how much would you be ordering? I say, right, any amount. Head over heels. The ghair mahram woman steals the heart. He can't think. So when you come in contact with a ghair mahram woman, first of all, try your best not to come in that situation. But living in South Africa, you know what it is and I know what it is. So I'm going to give members of the floor 3 simple ways in which you can avoid fitna. These hands-on tips form the word ACE. A-C-E. Never be alone with a woman. Never be alone with a woman. Our Akabirin would say by way of example, if a man is Junaid Baghdadi and a woman is Rabia Basriya, 2 great saints of this ummah, by way of example, in no way am I bringing down the accolade of praises, but to show the vehemence of the situation. If it was Junaid Baghdadi and Rabia Basriya and they were alone, the third one is Shaitan. Be careful. Never be alone with a woman. Whilst I'm on that, we have domestic servants working for us or staff that are working for us. Sometimes in the name of an Islamic program, sometimes in the name of something, the spouse has to leave the home and the man is left behind with the maid. On that occasion, strike a bargain with the wife that give this lady off and let her go see her children. وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. We know what we have learned from this incident, that there's no soul that is safe, my brothers, but that it gives an inclination and a command towards evil. Even if we want to bless our domestic workers with some gift, it's a Friday, you want to give them 100 rand, let them go buy something for the children extra over above the salary. I've heard from my akabirin, you as a man, don't go and give that sister money in a hand. No. Because the hand that gives is a hand that's loved. And she just has to say one sweet statement, the heart can get caught. Remember that occasion of Abu Abdullah Andalusi, Rahmatullah Ali. Generally, this story is mentioned to exhibit the importance of abstinence from hubbe jah and from loving oneself or from thinking oneself too high and having pride. But I'm taking another connotation from this incident. That when Abu Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Ali looked at this one woman, the eye that fell on this woman, she wasn't a woman, just ordinary woman. She was a Christian woman who was herding pigs. And his heart got the better of him. And he fell head over heels till he became a pig herder himself. Lost the Quran, lost the Hadith. Until his Murideen and his followers would cry and beg him. Eventually he made Tawbah and came back to the path of Siratul Mustaqim. This is the harm of opening our eyes towards the ghair mahram woman. So the first tip in ACE, never be alone with a woman. You've got a meeting and now it's just you and the woman. Postpone the meeting. Lose a few thousand rands. Lose a few million rands, but don't lose Allah in the equation. The next important factor, A-C-E, never be casual with a ghair mahram woman. If somebody is working for us, or we are interacting with some غير محرم woman, it's a plane, it's Emirates flight. They asking you, will you have vegetarian chicken, whatever it is. Right, fruit, finish. No need to go into conversation. From all the airlines, you all got the best uniform. It fits like a hugging stocking, you know. Or you seem to have an accent that's more Russian inclined. Are you from the Scandinavian countries by any chance? No need to tune up and talk with the hostess. That's being casual. Fellow workers, gosh, you look gorgeous today, man. I seen sunrise at 5:30 when you walked into the office. That's the second sunrise. Casual with the woman, my brother. When you're going to be casual, things are going to get unusual. The third advice that our akabirin give us in working with ghair mahram women is that don't make eye contact with them. Because when a person will look at a woman in the eye, then automatically there's a transference of a certain message. Now those people listening over the receiver cannot enjoy what I'm going to exhibit to you. But there's a gentleman that walks in here, Abdul Wahab by name, and from the time he walks into the masjid, I just look at him like this. After a while, it's too piercing. It's heavy for the heart. The eyes don't need to speak to say something. You have in a nice meal somewhere in one park where there's no fitna, and one person from the corner just googling at your food. What happens? Why take this thing? I can't eat it. You don't need to speak with the eye. The eye speaks for itself. The eye speaks for itself. Wallahi lazim, my brothers, guard these eyes. And the day we guard these eyes, then that ayat that I have recited, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, those that have iman, have brought iman, they are the ardent lovers of Allah. The taste that will come in our life. Alif Billah, Shah Muhammad Aqim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi Rahmatan Wasiya, would advise over and over again the recipes of wilayat. Amongst them, one that he advises, guard these eyes all the time. Now that you're in the company of a ghair mahram woman, it's at the airport, whatever, etc., etc. Whilst that passport is being processed, stay in the condition of istighfar. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, I'm in a volatile situation. Allah, jitna jaldi main is qarza se nikal sakta hu, itna behtar. How quickly I can escape these deep waters. Allah, take me out of here. Don't fester in the condition that we are in. The quicker we get the boarding pass, move from there, move. Move from there, move. Because these women that cannot guard themselves, that cannot respect themselves, they have an effect on the heart. Somebody asked a question, youngsters are also here. But this subject doesn't only stop at youngsters. I was in Hajj some years ago, and a person, brothers, in good age is asking, Maulana, can I have some permission to do something during Hajj? I thought maybe he's asking now that you want to make another Umrah or something. Say, no, I want to look at all these Hujjaj that came here. Such beautiful women have arrived in the kingdom. I say, why? What's your point, man? He say, no, I want to know how Allah made the Indonesians. And then there's a unique streak to the Malaysians. And then the other country that's coming, you know, it's the Qudrat of Allah, brothers. You mean that's the only Qudrat of Allah? You couldn't picture how your small brain is working like this? My friends and brothers, remain in istighfar all the time. And get away from that situation when you confront a ghair mahram woman. Because the harm that is there will linger in your sajda as well. You're making sajda to Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. But the thought of that ghair mahram woman will come in the namaz. By way of tajruba, what is tajruba? Seniors that have an experience, they give us some prescriptions, different prescriptions for different things. So one prescription, a person saw a woman by mistake. And when he saw that woman, now it's stuck in the heart, in the mind, he can't get rid of it. He wants to get back onto his zikr. But every time it's just coming, the picture.
Because by mistake he saw something. You're driving here and there. It's happening to people, so I'm speaking a subject that's hand on. By way of tajruba, don't come and ask me for a hawala and where is the reference for this. I'm giving you a tajruba, what our seniors mentioned. Read the following verse, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. It has such an impact on the heart that you'll forget what you saw. Allah Ta'ala relieves the heart. And no sooner you read it, you find that now you can focus once again. My friends and brothers, all of us seated here, I don't know your rank in connection with Allah. But for the benefit of the general brethren, every one of you has an equal opportunity of becoming the wali of Allah. You will ask me, how do I become the wali of Allah? What must I do? I'm not telling you to do tahajjud or leave out tahajjud. I'm not asking you to make 100 rakat nafil namaz or give a million rands charity on a daily basis. The challenges that you are facing in comparison to people of yesteryear. In other words, I've got people here who will bail me out. You have seen the 50s, you have seen the 60s. There were women of those times that would also be exposed in society. But somewhat they were more covered than the woman now. Some years ago, I happened to visit an Africana museum, you know, to see the wagon and the cart, etc. So they told her, this is an Africana woman's dressing. Such a long dress, like a maxi dress, completely covering her, and she got a bonnet. For youngsters, what's a bonnet? Like a hooded cap. That's not the thing, she was wearing a part of a car, you know. So the yesteryear woman, even the woman that came from the homelands, and came from the villages to the town, they would be covered with a duk. They will have some covering. But today, Allah make maaf, Allah make maaf, Allah forgive this ummah. Women who've got the name like Aisha, Khadija, Sumayya, such stalwarts of Islam, they have taken their names. But how they parade our overport, how they parade Durban. And those that come and visit our shores occasionally, may Allah save us. But each and every one of us have that stepping stone as a catalyst to wilayat. What is going to be this wilayat? That each time you see a woman, and you see this ghair mahram woman, lower that gaze for the love of Allah. The love of Allah means that a person will exercise sabr in the itaat. One sabr that you have when something goes wrong, someone is troubling you, you say, I'm making sabr, he's giving me hard time, I'm making sabr. Or something happened to my shop, to my car, I'm making sabr. But that woman is drop dead gorgeous. She's got a figure like a trigger. And you're looking at her at that time say, no! My Allah, I'm looking at you. I will not let the makhluk overwhelm my heart. I will be caught up with my khaliq. When a person will do this, oh my brothers, you'll feel the sweetness of iman in this world. And the joy you'll get out of meeting your own spouses. Allah Ta'ala will make your home as if you have been married just yesterday. So it's about the exercise of resistance and persistence to culminate this talk and bring it to an end. Two things we have to do is resist and persist. When we will have the resistance for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then in the books of Hadith, I'm going through this incident very fast, there was a person by the name of Kifl. Kifl was a person who was a sinner, like a jack of all trades, there's no guna he didn't do. One day one woman came in desperation to him. Oh Kifl, I'm in need of wealth because I'm in dire straits. His nafs got the better of him. And he says, I'll give you the amount, if I remember, 60 gold coins. But for the gold coins, you got to shy at a fool as well. Nothing for mahala, ya girl. You come to me, you make me happy, I make you happy. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. It's a deal. She says, all right. But she was a woman that was chaste.
And when he's coming close to her, in the intimate ways, she starts to cry. So he says, "Akharaktuk, am I raping you or something? You know what I mean? We got a deal going on here." Says, "Kifl, you don't know, I'm doing this because I'm in a dire straits." Allah blessed Kifl with hidayat at that time. He blessed him with hidayat at the time where he chides himself. "Oh Kifl, what has happened to you? I mean, you did every sin in this world. A person is desperate. This is not a time to take advantage of her. Yet you are making her do something that's so illegitimate and so out of the way." And he makes tawbah to Allah. He lets her go. "Take the money, I don't need it." This man comes back to Allah. Now the next day, he is Allah's friend. But Allah willed, "Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut," he had to taste death. That night Kifl died. So the profile of Kifl that exists in that place in Bani Israel was that he was a sinner, a gunagar, a papi, a terrible man, a zani. He was the worst of society. But when Allah exonerates and shows respect to somebody, وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَىٰ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَىٰ, Allah gives respect and disgrace to whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wills. It said that on morning on the door of Kifl was written, "Inna Allah qad ghafara al-kifl," Allah Ta'ala verily has forgiven Kifl. So this resistance, brothers. Remember, my friends, some people ask me, "Molana, I'm a young man, I'm caught up in this problem, I don't know how to come out." You do what you have to do. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْعَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّي. Open Surah Yusuf. It's about part of the subject there is what happened in seduction. What does Zulaikha say to Yusuf? قَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ قَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. If you translate hate or this in Urdu, "Aaja jaldi kar," come on, make it sharp. She was seducing him. قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Surah Yusuf, to unpack it now in Juma, will be unfair to you, unfair to me. Yusuf alayhi salam was behind locked doors. But when he turned away from the sin and guna, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ, Allah opened up the doors. Oh my friends, if you caught up in an illicit relationship, the door of Tawbah is open. The door of Allah is open. Turn to my Allah, repent to my Allah, and throw that illicit beloved where she came from. Don't worry what she will feel, worry what my Allah will feel, and then see what happens to that heart. Then see what happens to that heart. It will be engulfed with the love of Allah. And when the love of Allah dominates the heart, then that heart is successful, dunya, qabr, and akhirat. May Allah make us the true lovers of Allah, the true lovers of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the true lovers of the deen. And may Allah forgive us for all our shortcomings in the line of love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and this talk that we have given as a means of my forgiveness, your emancipation, my emancipation, elevation in akhirat, and the company of Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day when we'll need it most. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'il mursaleen.